Good evening, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth McCall. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 3/22/23, Mrs. McCall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Diagraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Gary Bowling. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 3/23/23, Mr. Bowling performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 424 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 99%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on William Batts. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 3/23/23, Mr. Batts performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 511 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Best. This goes to Dr. Christo Spawn. On 3/23/23, Mr. Best performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/8/22, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Reddick. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP on 3/23/23. Mrs. Reddick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Gil Medina. This goes to Dr. Christo Zavon. On 3/23/23, Mr. Medina performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 273 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 3/23/23, Mr. Gibson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/14/22, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Griggs. This goes to Laura Baxley on 3/23/23. Mrs. Griggs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. A paragraph impression of severe restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth McCall. This goes to Dr. Scott Gerard. On 3/23/23, Mrs. McCall performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal period. After walking 443 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95% period and paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Murray. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3/23/23, Mr. Murray performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, period. There's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. However, the air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators, period, and paragraph impression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dallas Langley. This goes to Justin Asbury. On 3/23/23, Mr. Langley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity and a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airway obstruction period and paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a study dated 10/20/22, there's been improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP. On 3/23/23, Mr. Garrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and improvement in forced vital capacity, leaving the patient with a minimal impairment in forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/21/22, there's been significant improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate restrictive lung disease with reversible moderate airways obstruction showing significant improvement, period. Thank you.